Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Are companies in Michigan discriminating against unemployed workers when it comes to hiring? One state lawmaker says yes, and he wants businesses to be fined for doing so. Democratic State Representative Jim Ananich is backing the legislation, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Now, isn't it feasible that a job applicant who's currently working might be more attractive as a candidate for a position than one that has been out of work for a year or more?
Oh, there's no question about it. And we're not suggesting you have to hire the person. We're just suggesting that with the unemployment, the way it is in this country, in the state in particular, some of the worst in the country, that you shouldn't be discriminating against people for any reason. We need to be focusing on getting people back to work. Hopefully this practice will stop. I don't think we have to come to the point where people have to be fined for, doing something that's, pretty obviously wrong. Hopefully people will just see the error of their ways and do the right thing.
It seems like a very difficult thing to really identify. What kind of evidence is there that companies are actively discriminating against those that are unemployed?
Well, no, they'll be in ads. There'll be in ads, for jobs. If you're unemployed, basically, it's like the old days when they say no Irish need apply. They'll have it in the ad saying if you're unemployed, you don't even need to apply. Now, what someone does, if it wasn't in an ad, there's no way to control that. But my point of view is that discrimination in any form is wrong, and to blatantly put it out there to say if you don't have a job, don't apply. That's generally when you're applying for work, because when you don't have one. So I think, hopefully. That practice will stop on its own, but if it doesn't, then I'm going to keep pushing forward with this legislation, and I'm just against discrimination. That's what this bill is about.
Well, it seems that any job applicant who's been out there for a while knows that having any space on your resume where there's a long period of unemployment is likely to be looked at critically. It might even require some explanation. Is that not unreasonable then for companies to consider employment history as a major factor in hiring?
Oh, of course it is. But I think that they shouldn't assume that because someone is out of work that they're not qualified, or there's something wrong with them. Right now in particular, we have a lot of people that are unemployed through no fault of their own. Maybe the company went out of business, or they were downsized, or they lost a job through a layoff. They could be a great employee who has a stellar track record. If someone says, if you don't have a job now, you can't apply, you could have had a 20-year or 10-year perfect job record, a lot of skills, and you happen to be have lost your job, and then now you're not allowed to apply anymore. It just doesn't make sense.
So at this point in time, there's nothing restricting a company from, as you say, in an outright fashion, saying we simply will not consider anyone that is now unemployed for this position?
Yeah, there's nothing that says they can't do that, and I think that's why the practice is happening. You're seeing Google ads and, Monster ads or employers talking to temp agencies saying if they're out of work, don't even send us their application. Well, that's the people that need it the most. We don't want people on the system, whether it be unemployment or the welfare system. We want people working. And if we can create a climate where people are working, that's always going to be the best answer to our budget problems, is people working. They can pay taxes. They can spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that putting any barrier to work right now is just the wrong approach. And I'm going to fight to have a state government that encourages work, as opposed to encourages people to do the opposite.
So what kind of penalties are you proposing then for companies that are found to be discriminating against those that are unemployed?
Well, in the legislation, we set sort of higher penalties, with the understanding that we want to work with the business community and with my Republican colleagues. I think it's $5,000 for an offense, which is a pretty high offense, but I want to work with the business community. This was passed in a bipartisan fashion in New Jersey, signed by Governor Chris Christie, a Republican. This proposal is pretty, pretty common sense approach that's starting to happen across the country, and I want to work with them. I started off with a high fine because I think it's unconscionable to discriminate against people. But if my Republican colleagues want to work with me and lower that fine or change it, I'm more than willing to do so. I just think the discrimination, whether it be because of race or gender or anything, is just wrong. And I just don't want to see it in the workplace.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Jim Ananich. Jim, do you envision some kind of a quota, potentially, when it comes to hiring unemployed workers, encouraging companies to make sure that a certain percentage of their new hires are jobless?
you know what? No, I just don't want to see discrimination. That's really, it's really an anti-discrimination bill. If we can open up the system so that everyone has a fair shake, you know, hire whoever you want. You know, I don't particularly care who you hire. I just don't want you saying, I don't want you because of this reason. And, you know, there's always people that will say, well, they can hire for whoever they want. But that's what they said 50 years ago before we had civil rights legislation. That's what they said, you know, before that, when people wanted to hire women and didn't want to hire women. I mean, I think we need to have it so that the playing field is even, and then they can make decisions based on whatever they need.
Have you heard from constituents that have actually told you directly that they have been discriminated against for
Yes, we have.
I see.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I shouldn't say that they're necessarily they've been discriminated against, but they've seen ads that would discriminate against them. You know, they haven't been told, but the ad says, if you don't have a job, don't apply. And, you know, that makes it very difficult for people when there's limited jobs and mm-hmm. a lot of unemployed people.
Well, I mean, how about situations where, you know, a job qualification will involve a certain number of years of experience, and if you don't have that, you know, we're not looking for you also. I mean, isn't that kind of in the same realm of being unemployed?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think you can. I think it's a little bit different. I think if, you know, obviously someone needs to be an engineer, I don't think you should say that anybody can apply for that job. But there are sort of realistic, I think, job qualifications that, you know, people think that I think are pretty standard across the country and across the world. But I think saying that somebody, because they don't have a job, automatically disqualifies somebody, this isn't a fair way of doing things. I understand the argument you're making, but. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit different.
Wouldn't it be better to simply incentivize hiring unemployed workers by providing tax breaks or a similar mechanism to encourage this process?
Well, I think a combination is the best way to do it, to be honest with you. I think working with companies so that they can hire people that that are out of work, working with different agencies to make sure people get trained for the new jobs. I have a work-sharing bill that's been done across, I think about 30 states have done this, which basically allows for companies, instead of laying somebody off, to cut back their hours and allow, because some people, they may need you for 30 hours or 20 hours. They don't need to completely lay you off, but sometimes if the choice is made, if it's, you know, do I need to cut you back to 20 hours, the person may say, well, just lay me off. If there's a system in place, there's been some other states that have done this, and there's some talk at the federal level about creating a work-sharing program. You know, the work-share program or the unemployment fund could cover a portion of it, keep the worker whole, and allow the employer to make the cutbacks that they need to make. There's a lot of creative mm-hmm. ways to do this. I just think we need to be encouraging work. And I think right now we're seeing a lot of dialogue and a lot of rhetoric about, you know, about everything other than work. And I think that's what we need to. I'm trying to get the dialogue back to focusing on getting people back working again. And that's what our priority should be throughout the rest of the year and until we have this unemployment issue under control.
Well, it certainly would be good to have more people back at work here in the state. What's the likelihood your Republican colleagues will actually push this legislation through? You'll certainly need their support.
Oh, no question about it.
Do you suspect that the business community will really want this type of legislation in place?
You know, I don't know. I'm hopeful that my colleagues will listen to their constituents, because I can tell you their constituents want legislation like this. And if it can be done in a bipartisan way across the country, in states like New Jersey, very similar state to ours demographically, I think it can be done here. I mean, I think people just have to be willing to say, I'm going to put away my ideology, I'm going to put away the interest groups that may fund my campaigns, and say, let's look at what's best for the citizens of Michigan. I have a good relationship with the Commerce Chair.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good relationship with my colleagues on the Republican aisle. If they're willing to give me a chance and have a hearing, I think they would see that if we do it the right way, this can benefit everyone.
Democratic State Representative Jim Ananich, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.